اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I'm really happy that again I have brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah and Fawad Haider with us here in this session. Salaam alaikum and welcome everyone. Salaam Hussein, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Good. Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
And Fawad, how is it going?
Everything's fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So, brothers and sisters, we are ready and we are fine. We are energetic. Inshallah, hope you are the same. Let's get started. So, inshallah, today we will be talking about one ayah 112 of Surah Al-An'am on page 142, Juz 8 of the Quran. Yes? Second ayah in this page. So, brothers and sisters, hope you have your Quran with you. Please turn to page 142, ayah 112 of Surah Al-An'am. Let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا ولو شاء ربك ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. So, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah first, okay? Let's have an explanation. Then, inshallah, we will mention the tajweed rules and practice the recitation with tajweed rules. All right?
Yes.
Yes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty in ayah 112 of Surah Al-An'am says, وَكَذَلِكَ That is how, جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا That is how for every prophet we appointed as enemy, شياطين الإنس والجن, the devils from among humans and jinns. يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض, who inspire each other, who whisper or talk to each other, okay? زخرف القول غرورا, with flashy words, deceptively, with like kind of beautiful words, okay? They use the شياطين الإنس والجن. They use good words between themselves, trying to tempt each other, trying to mislead each other, trying to kind of, encourage each other, okay? To what? To oppose the Prophet, to oppose the signs of Allah Almighty, to oppose the reality, the truth, the book of Allah Almighty, the signs of Allah Almighty, okay?
Why do they do it?
It's maybe to show that what they do is something good, okay? Like they cover their they cover their badness, they cover their
evil side,
evil side, yes, with beauty, okay, with beauty. That's how they do.
it is, for example, like, maybe, for example, you see that there is an apple so beautiful. It's so nice apple, good looking, okay? But you open it, look, it's rotten. Okay? It's rotten.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, stale, okay? It's like that. Like, from outside, when you see, oh, so beautiful. But inside, its inside is rotten, okay? Got it? It's like that.
Yeah.
So they cover their evil side, okay?
By beauty.
Yeah, beauty, with good words. When you, for example, when a person who doesn't know the reality about their what they do, okay, they might be encouraged to accept them. They might be encouraged to join them. Yes? Shaitan is so smart, okay? But the wisdom that Allah Almighty has given us, the iman that Allah Almighty has given us and want us to have iman, to increase our iman, okay, this makes us much smarter than the shaitan, okay? If a person has good iman, if he believes in Allah Almighty, if he believes in the Day of Judgment, in the reality, in the truth, okay, in the signs of Allah Almighty, he will never be tempted by shaitan. We call our prophets and our imams ma'asum, infallibles. Why? Because they have the knowledge, they have the iman, okay? And they see the reality. They will never be tempted by shaitan. Okay? They see the reality. Like Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was going to sacrifice his son Ismail alayhi salam in the way of Allah, yeah, it was commanded by Allah Almighty. So shaitan came to him many times, several times, seven times even, okay? In three different places, yeah? But Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam stoned him, stoned the shaitan, okay? Why? Because he knew the reality. He had the knowledge, okay? That's why he was not tempted by shaitan. Shaitan was saying, hey, he's your son. You love him so much. After a long time, Allah Almighty has given you. Are you really going to sacrifice him? That's so bad.
It's a question.
Yep.
So shaitan has a physical form?
No, he can appear. But prophets, yeah, of course, they can see them. Okay? They can see them. So, yes. Now, okay, Allah Almighty wants to tell the prophet, O prophet, every prophet during the history of humanity has had what? Enemies. So these enemies never stop them, and they should never stop you as well. Okay? We got human beings who what? Who appear in form of shaitan, who act as shaitan. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ
الْجِنَّةِ
From the jinns and
nas.
مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ From human being. Like, for example, if God forbid you're going with your friends, okay? So one of your friends say, hey, look at those fried chips. Okay, let's steal some of them. He is now shaitan. He is doing what the shaitan does. He's tempting you to do a haram thing. Okay? So he is that. So min al-jinnati wa nas. That was a simple example. You can make a lot of examples like this. So guys, that was what we had to explain shortly. Hope you, inshallah, refer to the Tafasir books and learn more. Inshallah, we will be paying attention to some of the tajweed rules and practice the recitation.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. وَكَذَلِكَ First, some of the letters are important that Fawad, one by one, he will mention those letters which are important to pay attention to their pronunciations. So first one, wa.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, it's not v. Wa. Next.
Then you have thal.
Thal, tip of the tongue, good.
Then we have ayn.
Ayn, throaty letter.
Yeah, then again we have ta.
Ta, put your tongue, the back of your upper front teeth, and make an a sound with the letter ta. Ta. Very simple.
Then we next have one. Ha.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have dod.
Dod, good job. Da. Like you can pronounce it in three ways. You can use the edge of your tongue with the right teeth, or the edge of your tongue with the left teeth, or the tip of your tongue, this part of your tongue, with the upper side of your mouth, the roof. Dod. Okay.
And we have kh.
Kh, yeah. Like snoring sound.
Yes.
One of my students, okay, he whenever he comes to kh, he says kh. I made him an example. Do you make, when you sleep, do you snore this way? Or he said, okay, I said, remember, this is not. And he has fixed it. So remember, it's okay, scratching sound or the snoring sound.
Yes.
Because we don't have this in English, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why they make a mistake. Next one.
Qaf.
Qa, yes.
Then ghain.
Qa also, it's not in English. We have K or Q, but that's not the sound. Okay? Qa. Make sure, okay? You practice it. Next one.
Ghain.
Yeah, ghain. This one. We don't have ghain as well. But in France, in French, we have it. Merci. France, for example, they say bonjour. Yeah?
Yes.
They have. And yeah, you can think of gargling sound. Gargling sound. Okay?
Ha.
Ha, the soft one.
Yes, and that's then all. That's it.
That's it. So, these letters are important. Pay attention. Now, the other tajweed rules. كذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا. There is no changes to the tanween.
Yes.
Yeah?
Nabi, yeah, idhar. Clearly read the pronounce the in sound. Nabiyin aduwan with shayateen. What? How do you read it? How do you join them? Aduwan shayateen.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, hide it, mashallah. Aduwan shayateen al ins wal jin ins. Again, ikhfa, hide the sound. Jinni. Huh? Ghunna sound, yes?
Yes.
Jinni, nun mushadda. Yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'din. Hide the sound.
Yes.
Zukhrufal qawli. Qa, heavy sound. Zukh, heavy sound. Ghururan. If you stop here, changes to?
Alif mad.
Alif mad. Ghurura. Hassan, what does that jim say there on the top?
It says that it's optional to pause or continue.
All right, good job. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ شَاءَ the mud. Huh, is it wajib? Takes 10.
Yes.
Good job. 6 counts, extended. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ. If you stop. Sila, what does that say? Am I allowed to stop here, Hassan?
Yes, you can stop here, but it's better to continue.
Thank you. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ. I can stop here. فَعَلُوهُ. But better to?
Continue.
As Hassan said. Sila tells, better to continue. مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرُهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. You can extend the sound at the end when you stop. So, when the word ends with mad letter, yes? يَفْتَرُونَ. Wow. So, then noon. I will be reciting once. Make sure you repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, time to practice now. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن
وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن
شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا
شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا
ولو شاء ربك ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون
ولو شاء ربك ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم Thank you so much brothers and sisters dear listeners of Arab English Radio Thank you so much for being with us till the end of this session Stay with us In the coming sessions, inshallah, we'll be here with you again. Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir Fawad, thank you so much. Thanks to Arab English Radio, Sevilla International School. See you, inshallah. That's all from us for today. Wassalamu alaikum. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi attahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن